Blog Talk Radio.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and cakes, eh? Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Berkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. Rosie Clooney and I wrapping the whole darn thing in music again because we had so much fun on Monday with the first annual Grateful Bounty featuring all your requests and dedications. Trouble was, we had so many leftovers. Yeah, thank you so much for the outpouring of support and love and requests. So we're going to do it again today. Nothing wrong with leftovers, right? You get the turkey and the cranberry and the stuffing. You put it all together on a nice roll. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I hope you had a good one and you managed to navigate the weather woes and the traffic issues with a plum and maybe a pumpkin pie and arrived at your destination safe, sound, and approximately on time. Or if you were hosting the shindig, your friends and relations showed up at the table on time. If not, yeah, leftovers. Hey, if you're listening to us live, that would be Friday the 29th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Feel free to join us for the pop culture convo, also a little inspiration for the Inspiration to Action Challenge, and we want to know what you're up to this weekend and what you're grateful for. 347-857-4505. We can tweet, talk, eat, and shop at the same time over the Twitter feed at AB Writes. We'll talk shopping a bit later, but first, if you're looking for some wonderful, scrumptious, eclectic blend of musical leftovers in which to indulge, I know the place. Staple Singers opening up the Grateful Bounty Part Duh. I'm the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Welcome aboard.
Help me, come on, come on, somebody.
Oh, I'm so late. I'm so very, very late.
Well, no wonder you're late. Why, this clock is exactly 2 days slow.
The bakery from across the street got in my nose. Yeah, we carried our letters down the street with the wrought iron cage rose. I went home and listened to Jimmy Rogers in my lunch break. Woodbine at the shop on the corner and went straight back to work. Oh, Sam was up on top and I was on the bottom with the V. We went for lemonade and Paris buns at the shop and broke the tea. Watch that. From the lady, and I cleaned the fan light inside out. I was blowing saxophone on the weekend in a down joint. What's my life? I'll have to be cleaning windows. Take my time. I'll see you. Number 36.
Holiday Windows, Van Morrison on the Amy Barkley Show for Hoyt. Yeah, you know, Van Morrison, before he became the iconic singer-songwriter, Irish troubadour that we know and love, he was a window washer. That's what he did, indeed. He did the little thing on the weekend, singing about his own life. Hey, speaking of people who are enduring the very prolific, talented, timeless Carole King won last year's 2013 Gershwin Prize for American Song, oh so well deserved. Celeste, thanks for reminding me about this one. I haven't heard this in a while. It's called Nightingale. on the Grateful Bounty.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't
my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Take good care of my baby. Well, take good care of my baby. Just take good care of my.
Well, young lady, what's your name?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus.
One fine day, you'll find a parking spot at the mall, right? Chiffons on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We're doing the Grateful Bounty Part 2 with a couple of songs from the Jerry Goffin, Carole King playbook. One fine day from the Chiffons, and of course Bobby V's "Take Good Care of My Baby." Carole King, boy, she was racking up hits in the Brill Building for other groups, barely out of high school, I think. And then in the 60s and in the 70s became a mainstay on the singer-songwriter circuit, where she remains today, going vibrant in her 70s. Wow, still looking youthful and happy because she's doing what she loves. Inspiration to Action Challengers know what that's all about, right? Yeah, you get in there and do your stuff. I'm so happy when I hear from people who have been doing it and it's working for them. Holly says, started to write poetry for the first time in years. Billy, up in Cheshire, Connecticut, tells us that he got his band back together. They started in college 38 years ago, and they're doing, they're getting ready, practicing. And he says, we've got some gigs lined up for the spring. I love it. Keep going. We'll give you details on that in a while. But I know a lot of folks are not shopping for inspiration so much, but for the goods that they want to give out for the holiday season. So, yeah, it's Black Friday. I think you're crazy, but I salute you if you got to do it. For Iris, Millie, Johnny, yes, not just the gals that are doing those crazy mall wars. You'll seldom find me at a mall, certainly not on Black Friday, but if you got to do it, I pay homage to you, as does Steely Dan on the Grateful Bounty.
When Black Friday comes, I Hey, who wants to go to Megalomart and buy some tinsel?
I do!
I do!
When I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you've become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Receipt for this sweater?
No, ma'am. I don't have a receipt. I'm a shoplifter.
To be
boyfriend for girls, the great Joe Jackson flipping those stereotypes on their head for Audrey on The Grateful Bounty. Haven't heard that one in a while. And so when it comes to guys, to gals, to bargains, you got to shop around. Smokey and the Miracles for our Fierce Friday shopping warriors, including Paulette, who, get this, tweeted me, and she said, "Hey, Amy Beth, I'm listening to you on my smartphone." I guess she's got the app. Hey, I love technology. She's headed from Toys R Us to the next destination. Good shopping. Shop on, Paulette. And Chrissy checking in. We ate till we were stuffed. Doing it again today with the other side of the family. That's what it's all about. Except for Dondi, Jimmy, and a lot of folks. I know who you are. You're plopped in front of the TV watching football. Not me, but for you. Get your backfield in motion. At least to pick up the hors d'oeuvre. Here's Mel and Tim. I'm the Grateful Bounty.
Backfield in motion, yeah. I'm gonna have to penalize you.
Yeah.
Backfield in motion, baby. You know that's against the rules. Offside is holding, yeah. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, baby. Offside is holding, yeah. Holding on.
If you're going to win this division, you're going to have to beat Midland Lee. And there's a pack of wolves 15 miles from where I'm standing right now that are going to have a little something to say about you taking care of business. But we're going to win state. Now, if you want to win state, you're going to have to beat a team of giants, a team of monsters over in Dallas that outweigh you about 30 pounds a man, and they will run you over, I guarantee you. A Dallas Carter, they'll take your homes. They'll burn them down. They'll eat your dogs. Dallas Carter will wreck you, and that's a fact. It's a good day, gentlemen. It's a good day to think about responsibility.
You to stay. The only thing keeping you here is that little voice in your head that keeps saying, why are all these people so much happier than me?
rock and roll music is an art form, a cultural expression evolved by and for the youth of today, and is no more significant or harmful than was the turkey trot 40 years ago.
Marlena's The Wallflowers for Sweet Pea on The Grateful Bounty. Thank you so much for joining us here on this special edition of the Amy Beth Arkley Show, being brought to you in part today by Corel, helping you set an elegant holiday table this season, and by Sparkle Paper Towels, the bright way to clean. And the bright way to shop might be Cyber Monday on your keyboards, but a lot of folks are doing the mall thing today. There's also Small Business Saturday. I wholeheartedly encourage that, supporting your local businesses if you can. But the inside tip tells us that really the biggest bargains are going to come a couple of weeks later. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But of course, those of us who are involved in shopping for Hanukkah, which came out so early this season, you got six more days for those eight crazy nights. So, oy to the world, it won't happen again for another 750,000 years. By that lifetime, we'll all be better equipped to handle it, right? We got some great songs going, including Born at the Right Time, Paul Simon for Oski, and we had Trudy digging deep in the archives for that classic tune from the 70s, Melanie Safka's brand new key, working off some old Thanksgiving Day dinners on her roller skates. I hope you're having a good time. Lots of folks checking in via the Twitter feed at AB Writes. It seems like eating is the thing to be doing these days. Jeannie says, we started eating Wednesday, still doing it. Frank said we're stuffed, but the food rolls on. And yeah, you know, unfortunately, it's hard to believe, but for a lot of people, the food does not roll on. If it wasn't for the grace of some good people putting out a Thanksgiving dinner last night, some people would actually go hungry. A lot of people in this country have to stretch a lot to get a decent meal for themselves and their families. And, of course, the food stamp budget has been cut. They're wrangling over it in Congress. And a lot of people really are going without. And food banks, trying to fill the gaps throughout the country, are stretching a lot less to feed a lot more. It's no joke. It's a real shame and a sin in a country that is so affluent as ours. So if you can help out, I don't want to get preachy on you, but if you can help out your local food bank, please do so in terms of time, goods, or money. Look it up. You know, look up your locals in at the library's best place to start, community centers, or via the internet. So that's the end of my speech, but it's good to share when you can. If you have a good fortune, try to pay it forward, because we take care of our own. Here's Bruce Springsteen as The Grateful Bounty rolls on. This one for Danielle and for Shay. Thanks for checking in, guys. Really appreciate it.
I've been looking How may I, in all humble servitude, be of assistance?
I used to say, if he's got a long enough hose, he's going to have a lot of friends in the shower room. folk audiences hated that joke.
The crops are all in, and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piling their Mexican border to pay all their wages to wait back again. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, to see Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be my father's own father. He waded that river. He took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come work in the fruit tree. They rode the truck till they took down and died. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Somos ilegales y mal recibidos. Acabe el contrato y de allí a caminar.
It's 600 miles to the Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like hustlers, like thieves.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo, Jesús y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
We died in your hills and we died in your deserts. We died in your valleys and we died on your plains. Now the sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Like a fireball of lightning shook all our hills. Who are these friends all scattered like dry leaves? Radio says they're just deportees.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesús y María. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
Is this the best way we can grow our big orchard? Is the best way we can grow a good fruit to fall like dry leaves and rot on our topsoil and be known by no name except deportee?
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo, Jesús y Maria.
Call you will be deportee. Los Gatos, Nancy Griffiths, Lucinda Williams, Annie DeFranco, and friends. Great blend of voices. And a pretty heavy song that was made famous by Arlo Guthrie all those years ago at Woodstock. Speaking of Arlo Guthrie, of course, it is tradition on rock stations and alternative stations to play Alice's Restaurant Massacre, or Massacre, depending on your pronunciation, every Thanksgiving at high noon. Many stations replay it at 6. I've had the chance a couple of times in my tenure as a rock and roll DJ some years back to do that, and I loved it. I love working on the holidays at a radio station because you get holiday pay and the office rats aren't around. Although one year I did play Alice's Restaurant, I was in the middle of it, and the boss and his family walked in for a tour, kind of crushed the vibe. But that song is so long, you can go out, baste your turkey, pick up a bagel, come back, and the boss is already gone. That's how long it goes. It goes on and on and on. It is indeed tradition. We also heard from Indigo Girls Live doing Hammer and a Nail, that one for Bryn, and of course Springsteen. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. We weren't going to do the show today. We were going to be off, but you know, we had so many leftover requests from Monday's first annual Grateful Bounty, and what a great outpouring of love and support this little show has gotten since we launched in February that I thought, hey, as a gift to you guys, let's play the leftovers, because he came up with some great songs too. Great taste, our audience has. Be in touch with us if you're listening live via the Twitter feed at AB Writes. What are you up to? What are you doing? Lots of folks eating, shopping, watching football. Yeah, the usual kind of stuff, I know. And you can also call us too at 347-857-4505. Well, since we're calling this the Grateful Bounty Part Duh, the leftovers, I thought it would be nice to see have a couple of songs going featuring two voices that sound so great together. Here's one from the Rock and Roll Marrieds, Amy Mann and Michael Penn, from that great I Am Sam soundtrack some years ago, paying homage to the Beatles, and the two of us on the Grateful Bounty.
He's all right, just a little indigestion. Comes from eating his own words.
pretty little girl, hoping that I'll never die. Oh, pretty girl, more pretty girls than one. In the old town that I ramble on around, more pretty girl than
town too. You never know till wonderful, pleasant surprise you turn out to be.
Beyond the rules of religion, the cross of conviction, above all the competition, where fact and fiction meet, there's no color line or caste or classes. There's no fooling the masses. Whatever faith you practice, whatever you believe, the hopeless.
So great together, Red Denon, Natalie Merchant, and Heaven for Sid on The Grateful Bounty. And we also heard, breakups are tough this time of year, but Katie knows James Taylor and J.D. Souther sound so great always together, and her town too. A playful one from Lyle Lovett and Alison Krauss, a song called More Pretty Girls Than One. It is The Grateful Bounty pour deux, The Leftovers, on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Thank you so much for joining us and sending in all your requests and dedications. It's a pleasure to serve you. And we're going to do it again in December with our holidays special featuring your favorite holiday songs. Here's the deal, though. It's a little tricky. It's a lot of work to get these shows off the ground. And by the way, thank you to the Hardy TCS crew, especially Trudy and Aurora for working hard in the archives, and ML at headquarters for steering the darn ship. Couldn't do it without you. Well, I probably could, but it wouldn't be as much fun. Get your dedications, your requests into us by Friday the 13th of December. Oh, yeah. It's all right. It's good luck. Do it via the website, amybetharkawi.com, or hit us up on Twitter at abwrites. Just give me the hashtag holidays, H-O-L-I-D-A-Z-E, so it doesn't get lost with other comments and issues. And we'll get it on for you. A lot of fun. We're going to do it, I think, on Friday the 20th, maybe Monday the 23rd. We're working out the scheduling logistics as we speak. Hey, one of the things that I really enjoy doing with this show is exposing you and myself, frankly, to under-the-radar artists, writers, musicians, filmmakers, theater folks, social crusaders, journalists, etc., people who are, you know, doing some wonderful work but maybe don't get the attention they deserve. And one such artist is Pete Kennedy. We interviewed him a couple of months ago, right before Halloween, in fact. He is the Irish country singer-songwriter who's taking both sides of the pond by storm. And, in fact, I think he had a performance on Halloween in New York City, which must have been a real trip for him. This is a great song called Love Like That, Pete Kennedy, one of the revelations of this year for us on the Amy Beth Arkawi Show.
Come on, baby, let's love like that. There's no reason.
be snowy, Joey. Happy New Year, Chandler and Ross. Spin the dreidel, Rachel.
Magnolia, blossom and swirling, head bobbing, he and I don't care.
Show my baby down by the river,
who she might be come up soon for there.
Sweet blossom, come on, under the willow, we can have high time if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature,
growing in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything we'd like for. She's got everything I need. Takes the wheel when I see a double. Pays my ticket when I
wait in the drop of two. She don't come and I don't follow. Wait backstage while I sing to you.
But she can dance a Cajun rhythm,
just like a Whittington four-wheel drive.
She's a summer love in the spring, fall, and winter.
She can make happy any man alive. Sugar Magnolia, ringing that blue bell, caught up in sunlight. Going out singing, I walk in the sunshine. Come on, honey, come along with me.
She's got everything delightful. She's got everything I need. A breeze in the pines in the summer night, moonlight, crazy in the sunlight, heaven.
Sometimes when the cuckoo's crying, when the moon is halfway down, sometimes when the night is dying, I'll take me out and I'll wander around.
Grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Movies, they
freeze frame any moment from a movie, or run the whole damn thing backward from reel to reel. But I don't see one single solitary light technician, one single camera in this movie.
I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. Cast out a Hollywood and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem quite as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't try to hide, but they never can compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're with your baby, last row in the balcony.
I don't like them myself. They're pretty bad. I grieve over them long winter evenings, and I don't mind your ritzing me or drinking your lunch out of a bottle. But don't waste your time trying to cross-examine me.
Every time I remember the days.
you. And there were times when I know that I did. Whoa, whoa. There were times when I thought I would kill you. But can you blame me? I was only a kid. Now tell me why we never really respected each other. And tell me why I never believed that you were a person too. I always thought that you fancied my brother. I may not have liked it before, but memory is a strange thing. Oh, even I remember you.
Ladies for Bridget on the Grateful Bounty. They're in the news these days. Just announced they're canceling their concert at SeaWorld after a backlash from fans who signed a petition after seeing that documentary Blackfish, all about the handling of the animals down there. So fans, you got some power, indeed. What a great enduring sound the Bare Naked Ladies have, too. It's whimsical, it's catchy, it's fun. Indeed it is. And we're having fun with you here on The Grateful Bounty. Thank you so much. A couple of cinemaphiles checking in. I know where Shelley and Dean are going to be. They're going to be spending their Saturday night at the movies. I got a little popcorn money in my pocket. I may join you. Some great movies opening up. Speaking of the movies, the Abbott Brothers and Love Like in the movies, a song we played a few weeks ago when we had movie critic Betty Jo Tucker on, and we used our postscript. We played a few songs after the show was over, so people wrote in and said, hey, that was a great song. Who was it? So for Nikki and Pearlie and Meg, that's who it is. The Abbott Brothers, kind of an overnight sensation in the last couple of years after 10-plus years in the trenches, but they've got that timeless Americana sound that I think is going to be around for a long while. Also, the Grateful Dead, of course, Grateful Bounty. You got to dip into the dead for Sugar Magnolia, for Stevie, and Pete Kennedy, one of the artists that we revealed to ourselves and to you here on this show, the Irish singer-songwriter. I feel we're going to hear a lot more from him as well, and he was an interesting raconteur as well. It is a Grateful Bounty. We've got, what are we doing in December? We've got a few great shows lined up for you coming up. We're off on Monday. We're back on next Friday, the 6th of December, with Tom North. He is the author of a new memoir called True North. It's his version of what really happened behind the scenes in the real-life story of that famous movie, Yours, Mine, and Ours, the jaunty 60s comedy starring Lucille Ball and Henry Fonda. It wasn't the way it seemed, according to Tom. He'll tell us more. They did a remake of that, too, a couple of years ago, didn't they? And as we inch closer to the anniversary of John Lennon's tragic death, I will pay homage in words and music to the late
rock and roll legend. That's all coming up this coming Friday, the 6th of December. We've got holidays, we've got a few other shows, and then we're wide open in January. We'll take a hiatus for a couple of weeks. We're back at you in 2014 as the show continues to grow and expand, and you're part of it because we're always looking for storytellers. So if you're an author or a musician, a filmmaker, theater impresario, social crusader, hop aboard, tell us your story. We'll be happy to help you showcase it. It is amybetharkowee.com. That's the best place to go. You can also, of course, follow the show at the Blog Talk Radio site. It's the Amy Beth Arkowee Show. Follow the show. Download the show at iTunes. You can hear these shows anytime you want to. That's the beauty of the Internet. Play on demand setup. And you can, of course, contact us via Twitter at AB Writes. If you want to find me, you'll find me. And guess what? I want to be found. Hope you didn't get stuck in colder weather this holiday weekend. Bundle up layers. That's the key. Here's the Zac Brown Band from Millie.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night is black, the coffee he was drinking. And in the waitress' eyes he sees the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here. Close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together. And I can't wait till then. I can't wait till. Thank you.
bright lights of Christmas, the ageless face of benevolence, the timeless face of innocence, the hopes and the prayers, the season of goodwill. Whoever you are, wherever you may be, the season's greetings. Be in good health and in good cheer throughout the coming year.
Veronica Elvis Costello for Kenny as we wind down the Grateful Bounty here on the Amy Beth Arcoui Show. That's the Grateful Bounty part deux, the leftovers. Enjoyed so much celebrating them and sharing them with you. We also heard from the Lemonheads, great version of the Simon and Garfunkel classic, Mrs. Robinson for Spendy, which is a fab name for someone this time of year. Going out and shopping, whatever you do. Hey, if you're shopping, Godspeed. Just don't spend more than you have to or than you can afford. And have fun. Hope you have a chance to continue to savor good food, good friends, good family this holiday season. You know, the theory of relativity, not Einstein's, Arcoui's. Relatives are more annoying depending on how long they stay. Just kidding. We love you all. Hey, thanks for joining us. Find out more about the show. Find out more about creativity coaching and the Eliza Gordon Mystery Series as well at my website, amybetharcoui.com. You can follow the show at the blog talk site. And, of course, you can hop over and message us via Twitter at abwrites. We'll see you on Friday, the 6th of December, with Tom North and our John Lennon tribute. And, of course, don't forget about our holiday special. Get your requests and dedications in by Friday, December 13th. Always a pleasure spending time with you folks. I hope you spend the next few days of the holiday weekend and the week to come doing something that you love. And don't forget to drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and visit us on the Amy Beth Arcoui Show. Thank you, Trudy. Thank you, Aurora. Thank you, MLATCS headquarters. And thank you. I love you all, and I'm so grateful for having you in my life. Take care now.
And wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if you say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay. Well, it's all right. Every day is judgment day. Somewhere down the road when somebody plays if you're by my side.
Awesome.
Thank you.